two teenage boys who are recovering after they were attacked by a group of men. The boys are just 13 and 14 years of age. We can speak to the father of one of them, Harry. Good morning to you, Harry.
Hello, Stephen.
Harry, good morning to you. Tell me what happened.
From what we were told, Stephen, the children grew up at the ice bowl in the Dalder, like a movie land. And all the children sort of go up the ice bowl movie land, you know, on a Friday and Saturday night, and then round about 8 or 9, they all start heading back down to McDonald's, you know, and that's just the general routine helping at the weekend about here. When we're coming along, and short, there's a lot to it, three cars filled in, and we were told by witnesses there wasn't just, you know, five people in these cars, that were packed, you know, about seven people. They pulled in across the road from my son and his three friends, and they get out of the car, about 10 of them get out and come across the road, and they approached my son and said, the one at the front says to him, I've been a boxer for 16 years. And at that, he said, they surrounded them, one punched him in the neck, and then started the attack viciously. His young friend, thankfully, he jumped in and tried to help him. I mean, this is two 13-year-olds against 10 grown-ups, you know, grown men. And he helped them, and he then they turned their attention to him and beat, you know, the other wee lad. What their justification for it is, nobody can understand. I mean, we had a witness wrong as last night. She was absolutely horrified. And she explained to us what happened. She said she was coming along the road, and she's seen, like, these men fighting at the side of the road, and she thought it was adults, you know, were drunk and fighting. And she says, all of a sudden, she says, I seen this sort of yellow hoodie coming to the top. We all kids wear chinos and hoodies, you know, about. And she said it was a child. She said, I seen it was a child, and says these men were laying in, and he was trying to fight back. And she said, then I realized it was a child, and I jumped out of the car and says, a few men stopped in cars and got out and jumped, and these guys all run across the road, got into the cars and sped off. I can't see any reason for it, Stephen, you know.
And what state did this leave the children in?
I think my son's friend, he's possibly got a broken wrist. He's got lumps and bumps. They're bruised all over. Curtis, my son's the same. His arm's damaged too, but I think it's more the psychological effect, Stephen. You know, that a carload of men can stop. Well, three carloads of men can
stop. Sure. And what psychological impact has this had on your son, for example?
He just went into himself, Stephen. You know, he really needed to go to hospital yesterday, you know, for to be checked out. We couldn't get him to come out because he was so upset, but we have been able to sort of talk him into going to his doctors this morning. He does have injuries all over his body, you know. And the thing is, this thing, you know, these children go to school all week and they work hard and it's the weekend off and they do go and relax, you know, round about the ice bowl and then down to McDonald's. There's hundreds of children the weekend all do that in groups, you know, from all different backgrounds. And we just can't understand why grown men would stop and attack children. I mean, it is basically children, 13-year-olds, you know, it's we're shocked. My wife, she's in a state of shock. She's been ill all weekend with it, you know.
Have you any idea why they attacked your son?
The police are mystified and said they've never come across an attack like this before where three carloads of men would pick on, you know, 13-year-olds for no reason. I mean, there's no reason behind, you know, my son's a quiet wee lad, you know what I mean, and so's the rest of the children. And thankfully, the one of them had the sense to get a registration, which the police phoned us last night and said they're working on. They're possibly making an arrest last night, so we're just hoping to get one to get the whole lot, because these people are a danger to all children, you know, out there. I'm just horrified, Stephen. I can't put it into words, you know. I'm shaking at having to think what could have happened, you know.
It's astonishing. It really is. And presumably there were enough children around to give quite good descriptions of these men.
There was a lot of adults too as well, Stephen. You know, there's at least four or five we've heard of, but there was other people that stopped them. And to get into the car and sped off, they were swerving around people and beating horns and flashing lights to get out of the area, you know. So, you know, there is a lot of witnesses out there, and the more come forward, the better. You know, the more information we can give to the police.
Harry, thanks very much for joining me this morning. Thank you.
Okay, Stephen.
Okay, and our thoughts to your son.